Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody, anywhere, yeah. Anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command with Logan Paulson. It's been a decade in the NFL. I'm Grant Paulson. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan from 2 to 6.30 every day. Of course, watch the show. Take Command is available wherever you get your audio and in video. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 YouTube channel. Subscribe, rate, review, spread the word, do all that stuff. Really helps us out. Logan, to start things off, I wanted to get into a couple of newsy things here over the last few days as we are just a couple days away from rookies reporting to training camp, and then as of early next week, veterans will report and camp officially gets going. But I just finished up the quarterback series on Netflix that Jaden Daniels stars in, and I've got to say, if anybody needs a refresher on why he is beloved within this organization and about the upside, the makeup, and why he's an easy guy to bet on bouncing back and having a great year, go watch Quarterback. Now, part of it is that, like, Baker Mayfield, I'm watching this and I'm like, how did this guy not win MVP? He's the greatest quarterback I've ever had. You know, Cam Ward had a tough rookie season. I leave Quarterback on Netflix going, this guy just can't miss. He's going to be unbelievable. And by the way, what a kid. Like, I really, really like Cam Ward and I'm really rooting for him now, having learned a lot more about him. But Jaden Daniels is just, he is a worker. He is everything that you've kind of ever heard about behind the scenes that you get to see. He is tough. He's battling through these injuries. He's no nonsense. He's not out and about like doing stupid stuff in the community. He is at home grinding, watching tape. Like, it's just a good reminder that they're in really good hands and this should go well this year.
Yeah. I always love, like, you know, quarterback from last year, this year, obviously, anytime you get to see, like, even the Hard Knocks stuff with Josh Allen from a couple years ago, like, people sleep on, like, what it means to be an NFL quarterback and how special those guys are. And obviously Jaden Daniels is his own kind of special here, but I think, like, those guys are wired, man. Like, I remember people, like, you know, you're a big Kirk guy. I love Kirk too. Like, when people saw Kirk on Quarterback, what was that, 2 years ago now? They were like, man, I didn't realize he was so locked in. It's like, that's how everybody, like, if you are a NFL quarterback, you could be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. You know, like, I remember, like, even like the backup guys, they're just so locked in and they're such good communicators for the most part. Like, I love that this show is out to kind of show behind the scenes on, like, what it takes to play the most difficult position in sports. So it's great. And I love that Jaden Daniels is our quarterback, man. Like, and it's so funny how easily people forget, like, what he was in 2024. You know what I mean? Like, he was borderline MVP,
yes,
like second coming. Like, he was doing everything the right way. Like, watch, and the film supported that. And so now it's cool to kind of have this resource to kind of, like, hey, remember, like, this other stuff is why he's also good.
And that's kind of my point, right? Like, this show is going to make all the guys that it's following look really good. I understand that. But we've got the 2024 season to fall back on to know that there's some authenticity to this with Jaden Daniels, that is what he can be when he's healthy. And just to see the way that he is working to get back and the hunger with which he approaches this whole thing, you know, the amount of devastation when he's injured, you know, his whole demeanor changes and basically that he gets, you know, is like, friends and family are trying to uplift him because just not being on the field is like the worst thing in the world to him. He has it, you know, that's what I would say coming out of, and it's not news that we know this, but this is the best glimpse. I would say he's even more private than the other guys on the show. Like, we don't see a lot of the personal life stuff that we do with other quarterbacks. Just as an example, he's got a potential girlfriend, I guess. And like Juju Watkins, the basketball player.
But dude,
there's no
sick.
Other quarterback in
Stud.
The league.
Stud.
So good, by the way. There's no other quarterback in the league where, like, no one knows and it's super vague. Like, they refer to her on the show as, like, Jaden's friend. And it's like, all right, like, buddies, you know, we all have a buddy that's like,
hey, pal.
Yeah, an attractive member. You know, but, like, there's also, like, people have said they're related. I don't know if that's true. I have no idea. But the point of the dude's story is it's super vague. And, like, he's just a private person. And this is in this, like, behind-the-scenes documentary-style show where, like, Joe Flacco's wife is driving us around and we're, like, at his kid's school. And, like, that's not happening with Jaden, really. But I guess my point is it just makes you feel like, all right, this dude is a stone-cold killer. Like, he wants to be on the football field, and he's just so tough, too. Like, the hardest thing is episode 5 where he's writhing in pain after the injury against the Seahawks. And then you see that, like, a couple days later, he's just chilling on his couch, eating a salad, like in an arm. You just to see what these guys go through is it's crazy. And you're one of these people. So I'm describing this to you. But NFL players and what they put their bodies through is wild. It's just it is insanity.
It is wild. Like, I was having a conversation, like, for some workers' comp stuff a couple days ago, and the guy was, like, going through my injury history, and he's like, oh, what about that shoulder? What about that knee? And I was like, I totally forgot that I did that. But, like, then as you went through, kind of, it was like this weird documentation of my whole career. It's like, oh, you tore your MCL in 13. You tore your MCL again in 17. You rolled this ankle. You had the turf toe surgery. And you're just like, damn, like, you know, if thinking about my son going through something like that, I'd be like, no, don't do that. Like, we're not doing that anymore. Cause it's such a commitment. It's such a mental drain. And, like, that, the way you described him on the couch, like, it takes me back to, like, every time you get hurt, because you go from having this incredibly singular focus. Like, I am on a team. I have a role. I have a friend. I'm working in the same direction as all these people. It really feels like you are just cut. Like, you're just cut from that group. And all you have to think about now is rehab. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was reading someone hurt themselves during off-season workouts. And I was like, I could remember, like, the smell of the surgery room, like, what it means to be in the training room, like, oof, the inability to, like, shower because you can't get the sutures wet and you kind of just feel gross and sweaty. And it just takes you back through all that stuff. So I have a ton of empathy for that. And it is, when you take a step back and look at it, and I was relatively healthy, but, like, I bumped into Will Montgomery the other day. I see Kedrick Golson all the time, Kerry Campbell. Like, those guys had some crazy rehabs and surgeries, and it's just something you just kind of chalk up. It's like your body's not supposed to be put through the blender like this. So, yes, I have a lot of sympathy for that. And the way you described it, alone on the couch eating a salad, is exactly how you feel. You're just like, man, that's it. Like, you know, I've lost all direction in my life for 6 months.
I also just kind of loved it, though, because, like, we're watching him watch some of the games that he didn't play in, and he doesn't have 15 people around. You don't know, like, that could be how it's shot or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But, like, it just seems like he's, like, sitting in his very nice, like, big house on his couch by himself, and, like, he goes to the door and gets his breakfast sandwich before the Madrid game, and he just, like, sausage, egg, and cheese today. Like, and he just, like, sits down, and, like, as the great plays are happening, he, like, puts his hands over his head and goes, like, yes. And, like, if something bad happens, he just, like, puts his hands on his head. And it's, like, quietly. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. I watched it. And if anybody needs to recharge the batteries after last year's debacle of injuries, and the injuries thing, I can't help you with. They're going to happen or they're not. We're going to find out about the durability once and for all here. But if you want to, like, go into the season feeling like, man, they got their guy for 15 years, just watch that series on Netflix and tell me you don't come away feeling pretty good about Jaden Daniels. The other newsy thing I wanted to hit real quick was Trey Amos was on a podcast. Forgive me. I don't know where that he said this, but he was on a show on the internet, and he said that he will be ready for the start of training camp if they allow him to get out on the field and do everything in full, which I thought was really interesting because, remember, he's been uber limited throughout the spring into the summer here. We haven't really seen him ramp up yet. And we weren't sure, like, there was a chance maybe he was going to be behind for a week or two. But it sounds like he's ready to go for camp, which I think is a huge deal for him. PFF just named him to their all, like, breakout team, essentially, on defense.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Trey Amos. We've gushed about Trey Amos on this show. And he's a big part of – you know, why you feel like there's some kind of confidence in that defensive back room. Obviously, Mikey Sanders still, Amik Roberts, like all those guys are good football players. But there was a little bit of, you know, a hint of special coming off of Trey Amos and what he was doing last year as a rookie. So for me, when I look at this and like that he could be healthy for training camp, that's excellent. And the fact that he could be in this mix where, you know, like thinking back to his college film, he played in a multitude of defenses. He played off, he played press, he played man. Like, I just think he's going to have, he has a skill set to kind of adapt to whatever Durante Jones is bringing and play at a high level. So, again, one of those, probably like an underrated thing we haven't talked about is just how good he did play last year and then what he could mean to this defense for Durante Jones, for Dan Quinn. So yeah, I think this is fantastic. I love that he's on the list for PFF, and also like the fact that he could be healthy for training camp is big. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Like, I've had some exposure to this trainer. Like, he was the trainer when I was in Houston, the head trainer. And then I had a couple guys play for him last year when he was in Houston. He tends to be a little bit slow, a little bit conservative with rehab. So I'll be interested to see if he is actually out there. Trey Amos, I'm talking about week one, ready to go. But ultimately, like, you want him to be healthy and ready for, you know, the rigors of an NFL season like we just talked about. So I'm really excited about Trey Amos, kind of in that Josh Connerly bucket a little bit for me, like where this could be something really cool for the Commanders for the next 8 to 10 years. So really excited about that.
Good knowledge, too, firsthand on the training staff and some of the adjustments made there from Logan Paulson. All right, next, I want to get into some camp battles that are looming with training camp ramping up this week. What are the positions where they're still up for grabs, or we think there's going to be some mano a mano here to win a job? We'll get into that next on Take Command.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.